This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The American textile industry is showing signs of life after decades of losing ground to overseas manufacturers and cheaper labor. It's a comeback fueled in part by R&D, research and development, into advanced fabrics, things like smart garments with high-tech sensors all over them, which has meant more textile industry jobs, yes, but jobs that are pretty different than those that came before. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has that one.
Little by little, the textile industry has been on a comeback since the recession. It's more efficient and more innovative. Augie Tantillo is president of the National Council of Textile Organizations.
Our total production or output is up about 11%. In that time frame, our exports have reached record levels.
American-made materials are in hot demand, in part due to these technologically advanced fabrics. That's led to jobs, but not for the unskilled mill workers of old. David Hinks is dean of the country's only remaining College of Textiles at North Carolina State University.
The graduates that we produce are designers, technologists, engineers, chemists, and management experts, and they work in the textile industry to serve the entire supply chain.
He says graduates have about 90% job placement within a few months of graduation. That trend is expected to continue as U.S. textile makers turn away from competing on cost and explore this high-tech niche instead. UL Fink runs Advanced Functional Fabrics of America, an innovation institute housed at MIT.
The basic capabilities in fibers and yarns is going to vastly increase in the years ahead. We need to figure out not how to monetize fabrics as goods, but as services.
Fink's Institute has already worked to develop programmable backpacks, which he says should soon be able to do things like send you an email when they get lost. MIT's incoming freshmen will get to be the first in the world to test out that new technology at the start of this school year. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.